Hi there, Keegan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, of course, to get you the details and answer any questions you have, get you the pricing. With the reduced rate for a new company with the name change, happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right. We just got a ton of snow, so we'll see how it gets.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm happy to be speaking with you this morning, and I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure, Keegan, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about that local map or the pack result that pops up right near the very top of the page. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where people go when they don't know who to call. That's the real power and benefit of this particular listing. You know, we don't bother to call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone, hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords, and find someone on that first page to call and provide that service. So, you know, people will not need to already know the name of your company to see you as a top option when they're looking for any of the services that you provide. So if they're looking for excavation or demolition or grading, resloping, site preparation, whatever they might be typing in, we'll make sure that your business pops up as a top option. Now, the calls will come directly to you. So you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply a flat monthly rate. Now, of course, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. More importantly, you'll be listed on the first page because of all of the additional content that we'll create for you, the content that Google and Bing index, the search engines look for and use to determine when someone does a keyword search, what businesses they'll display on that first page. So you'll have, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page for your company. You'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally important to Google and Bing. All of them will, of course, talk about your company, your services, and your service area, and then link back to a website. Now, Tara did not attach a website here. Is there not currently a website for Weaver Excavating and Gravel?
Well, there is a website. So I have used Vivial in the past.
Okay.
But I'm not super excited about them. They did create a website. I don't know if I cancel with them if I continue having that website or how that works.
Right. Okay.
Honestly, I don't care about it. I mean,
gotcha.
It's not amazing, but,
yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of where the website is. Yeah.
Got it. Well, if you don't, keep that website, if you lose that website, we would do a website for you. I mean, Tara's asking me to apply a reduced rate for a young company, the name change and things like that. So you qualify for reduced pricing, but our job is not just to list you on that first page of Google. It is, of course, to make sure that people who see you there decide to call you. Now, of course, not everyone who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call you, and of course, you will not be the only company that someone sees when they do that type of search. But as a top option, you'll get a lot of phone calls, and the ones that do call you will be serious about hiring you. We'll make sure that they see a website, and we can build one for you. In fact, I would include that website at no additional cost. We would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And, of course, that allows us not only to talk about your company and your services, but to put before and after photos on there. That way people will be very comfortable knowing that you do exactly what they're looking for, that you do quality work, and that's why they'll want to call and hire you. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys helping you out? I mean, how much more work are you looking to get?
I have a guy.
You do?
I got a few guys.
Okay, so you can definitely take on quite a bit more work above and beyond what you've already got at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, so, you know, we can do a local campaign and get your phone ringing, and that's certainly, you know, a key part of what we would want to do here. Now, do you have your own Facebook page, either for your business or for yourself personally?
I do. I have both, yeah.
You do? Okay. Because we can also do Facebook ads. Facebook ads are very affordable, and it's a great way to reach people. It works a little bit differently than a Google search. Of course, when someone's going on Google, they are looking to find the right company, you know. But when someone's on Facebook, it's, you know, just people that are on Facebook. They're not necessarily looking to hire anybody, but when your ad scrolls by on their feed, if they click on that, you know, they're expressing interest, they can call you directly. You're only getting charged when they click on those ads, and of course when they don't click on them, there's no charge at all. When they do click on them, the Facebook ads are quite affordable. I mean, they're like 20 or 22 cents each. So, you know, the local campaign with the reduced pricing, I'm going to take, I'll take 50% off of this particular listing. The normal cost of the service for the local campaign is $3.99. With the reduced pricing for a young business, you'd be looking at $1.99, so taking $200 off of that cost. Now, it's a fixed flat rate. It bills monthly. There's no long-term contract, and as long as you choose to stay with us, it would be that flat rate, and it's only an extra $100 to include those Facebook ads, so you'd be looking at $2.99. Quite affordable. You're going to reach a large audience with the Facebook ads, especially. We can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where you're most wanting to be found. Are you doing just residential work, or are you able to take on commercial work too?
Right now we're doing just residential, but I would like to do commercial.
Okay, perfect. So if you are able or wanting to take on commercial work, we can start targeting that now. If you're not quite prepared to do it, we can wait until you're ready. But the reason I'm even asking is that it is very targeted marketing. The content that we'll create for you, we'll make sure, especially with the Facebook ads, we'll be targeting specific areas and audiences to get your phone ringing. Now, it is something that, this course is provided to you with no long-term contract. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the Facebook ads or from the individual directories, the local map, or from your website. Most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. It's got the click-to-call feature. Of course, there will be a contact form on the website, so residential clients can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Keegan, you will get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads, and then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I'd like to see, so I'm interested in the Google thing, obviously. That's pretty straightforward. I mean, mm-hmm. There's no real graphics or anything, but I would be interested in seeing what you're going to do in terms of a website and then the Facebook ad. I currently run ads myself,
and
there's nothing professional about it, just pictures of our job sites, you know. So I'd like to see like some graphics or something of what you're going to actually do for me. And then I'd be willing to tack that on. But that's kind of the trap I got in with the other guys, is I thought it was going to be really good. And then once I got it, I'm like, I don't like this, you know, and then they kept changing it and it just wasn't great. So I just stuck with it and I'm not happy with it, you know.
We don't want you to have something that you don't want, and that's for sure. And if you're doing the Facebook ads on your own, you know, we would at least want to earn your business with the local campaign, get your phone ringing, create all the directories, the content, the website, and, you know, we can go from there. You know, we are also Google Premier partners, and we can do Google ads as well. Google ads are a little more pricey, to be honest with you. You'd have to commit to $300 a month to do the Google ads. But we can start with a local campaign, get your phone ringing, and then we can always talk about and show you what we can do with Facebook a little bit later on down the road. Now, you must have photos, I'm sure, then, that we can use for your website.
Yep, I have some, yep.
Okay. So not only is the initial construction of the website going to be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included at no additional cost. Of course, that would mean that as you continue to take on the jobs that we send you, you can keep on taking more photos, and we can always update those photos, add content to the website. There'd never be any additional costs for that. So, you know, if we're doing the local campaign, we'd be looking at that fixed flat rate of $199. I wanted to ask you, though, about the Home Advisor Angie Leads profile that Tara attached here. I know that that's a very different service. Are you using it currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Well, I just started that, and I haven't even paid for a single lead yet. Just started that.
So you have not gotten any leads yet. So you you don't know if you're going to like it or not. What I would tell you, of course, and I'm sure you know, that it's a shared lead system, obviously. The leads that you get will be sent and shot out to a handful of your competitors, and whether you end up getting the job or not, you end up paying for that lead. But what I would also say is that, you know, a lot of people use that service. In fact, some of my clients have that service. Some of them actually keep it. Others might have Thumbtack or Networks or some similar lead-based service. But my clients that have a lead service, you know, it seems like they're happier when their phone rings. I think most business owners would only ever want to pick up the phone when a customer is calling them versus pick up the phone to chase down a bunch of leads. So you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which would be to keep those leads paused more often. Or all the time.
Yeah.
Some of my clients do cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will even shut their leads off altogether. Now, you don't have to stop using Angie Leads to be a top option on that first page of Google, although, you know, when you're getting those phone calls, you might want to, you know, scale back on those leads. What I would do here, though, because you just signed up with them, and I'm not expecting you to shut it off, did you pay that annual membership fee? I usually hear it's about $289, something like that, to sign up with them. Did you pay that membership fee?
Yeah.
You did. Okay.
I paid it on the list, so, where I got the first 6 leads free or something like that is what I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that. They do sometimes do some kind of promo just to get you on board there. Well, speaking of promo codes, let me find that code here. Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add here. It is not specifically for Angie Leads, but it is for someone who is spending advertising dollars elsewhere, and it does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing, and I'll usually take maybe 20 or 30% off, but I do know that the service that you're using currently can be pretty expensive. It is only now and for the last 4 months been Angie Leads, kind of combining Home Advisor and Angie List, but it was Home Advisor for 9 years before that, and even before that it was called Service Magic. Same service, same company, just kind of changing hands and changing names. And I know it can cost quite a lot. I've talked to a lot of business owners that have used that service. I want to take, you know, 2/3 of your setup fee away. You know, there's a one-time setup fee that could be as high as $299, just the setup fee by itself. But I'll take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee. The setup fee is for the directories that we have to create, the 70 directories that Google indexes when someone does a search, the time, the resources, and in many cases a direct cost that we'll incur to create that content. But I would take $200 off that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to just that first month. So with the local campaign, no Facebook ads, but still a website and all those different directories, you'd be looking at $199 with the one-time setup fee of $99. It'd be $298 the first month, and every month after that, it would drop down to that fixed flat rate of $199, and again, that rate would never go up on you. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
and that does not... Facebook ads, obviously, that we'll have to talk about extra.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I mean, obviously, we want to earn your business. We also want to show you what we can do before we do anything different. And then Tara put in the notes here that although on the Home Advisor it shows up as Weaver Excavation and Septic Inc., you want to brand your business as Weaver Excavating and Gravel. Is that correct?
Yeah, so long story short, the business I bought, in order for the file his taxes, he needed to keep Weaver Excavating and Gravel.
Oh.
And so I had a Weaver Excavation and Septic, but Yeah, I think, I mean, throughout the valley, I'm known as Weaver Excavating and Gravel.
So you want to keep the original name, and kind of,
yeah.
Keep the reputation and that. Now, is the and in the, excavating and gravel, is it the AND or is it the ampersand, the symbol for the word?
The symbol.
It is. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And we'll
yeah.
keep that branding consistent. And then is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Well, I would like my, I'd rather have my bookkeeper kind of handle it, honestly. A lot of those incoming
okay.
calls.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we can
I
do
mean,
that.
Can you, so she only works till 11. Can you redirect the calls to me after 11? How does that work?
Yeah, we can do that. So this is the phone number that we would use to reach you. And then for the business, you want us to have a different number at least until 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then what is until 11? Let me put that until 11. And then what is that number?
406-755-0212.
0212. Okay. So I've got 406-755-0212. Okay. And what is your bookkeeper's name? I mean, if she's going to be on the account as
Susan.
An active point of contact. Susan. Okay. And Susan's last
yep.
name?
Witte.
W-I-T-T-E.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so we'll have her as an active point of contact while she is working. She'll be able to give us a call if she has any questions. If we have any questions or concerns or want to get information out to you, we'll be able to reach Susan at least until 11. And then I also wanted to ask you about the physical address that I see on that Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile, because correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, and you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not really an address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Right. We have an office, but it's not, yeah, it's really just for the bookkeeper.
Right, right. You don't see any customers coming to you. And, you know, Google
no.
knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, or if it is a small outside office, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical address. But the address that I see is the 690 North Meridian Road, 59901. Do you receive your mail
yeah.
there? You do. Okay, but
that's
we won't
business mail. Yeah,
that's okay, but you don't receive it. But you don't receive any customers there. And then Keegan,
no.
Is your first name K-E-E-G-A-N?
Yes.
And then what is your last name, sir?
Pendergast. P-E-N-D-E-R-G-A-S-T.
Okay. And Mr. Pendergast, when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we will simply, you know, give you a quick phone call or shoot you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those?
Yeah. Email is really great. I like to be able to search it.
Email? Email preferred? Okay,
yes,
so I'll put email preferred. And then what is the good email address for you or for your business?
Weaver Excavation Inc. at Gmail.
Okay, at gmail.com. All right. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we've got all the information that we need to build out your website, to create all that content. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. Mr. Pendergast, what I would do now to secure the listing for your business is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are reducing both the cost of the setup fee and the subscription. We're including a website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. Keegan, it is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Give me a quick second here, Mr. Pendergast, to get that set up. Okay, so Keegan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Weaver Excavating and Gravel.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that, with the ampersand and not the word A&D spelled out. And then, Keegan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Keegan Pendergast, President and Owner.
Okay, and then, Mr. Pendergast, as the President and Owner of Weaver Excavating and Gravel, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That's correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, Keegan, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, emails, of course, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I agree.
Of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and again, there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information, including the branding of Weaver Excavating and Gravel as the business name, that all of that information stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Keegan, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Pendergast, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm providing and for the local campaign, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 8th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, again, this is at will, meaning you can stop at any time. You can pause it too, no questions asked, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do ask, Keegan, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Pendergast, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Keegan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? Keegan, what works best for you, sir?
Amex.
Amex, okay. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's both.
It's both. And any middle initial on that particular card?
Yeah, P as in Patrick.
Okay. And then you said that was an Amex. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3779-7930.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got 3779-7930.
0741.
Mm-hmm.
006.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
9/26.
9/26. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
6679.
6679. So I've got 6679. And then September or 09 of 2026, the expiration date. And then was the card itself 3779-7930-07-41006.
That's correct.
Okay. And is that bill at the business address, the 690 North Meridian Road?
Yes. Yep.
And that, again, is 59901. Now, Keegan, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, again, Keegan, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive that email, but when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Other than that, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer. Like I said, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, I believe I might be able to get you in this next hour at 9 o'clock. We are booked out a little bit towards the afternoon. It looks like the last available today would be 2 o'clock, but there's a couple of spots in between. Did you want something as early as 9 or, let's see, there's 11, 12, and again that 2 o'clock available.
2 o'clock would work. Will they come meet?
They will call you, and like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. We will schedule it from 2 until 3. The call itself, though, takes about half an hour during that one-hour window, so it probably gets you just a couple of minutes after 2, get you off the phone around 2:30, something like that. You will receive a reminder email an hour prior, so at 1 o'clock you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 2, and in a minute here I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email. Now, did you receive either the invoice email or the text message?
I did get a text message from you guys, and I did get an email.
You did. So the email is the invoice email. It's got the invoice at the bottom and the body of the email. It says click here to accept the subscription terms, and the click here is blue and hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes right to where the text message automatically opens up, but it is the local splash terms of experience here. You can see that we're talking about the services that we provide, in this case the Google Business Profile Optimization. Will also mirror the content on Bing as well. The directory submissions, not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different directories. We are doing the landing page for you. If you scroll down a little bit, though, I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you scroll down on that page, you'll see where it says SMS communication. We do want to be able to send you text messages, and of course emails are preferred. I've got that here. But the 406-253-1628, that is at least one of the numbers that we can use to text message. And then Susan's number, I'm sure, is that a landline, or can we text on that message too? On that, That is a landline. Okay. So we've got then as the only mobile number here, the 406-253-1628. We do want to be able to send you text messages, though, so please do not click on the box that would opt out of SMS or text messages. Just leave that box open. But then down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and below it, it says signature. Above that line, there's a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, the card in your name. We do want you to click on that box. And then just below that line, that arrow pointing towards the open box, where you can click or tap on that, we do want you to either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the K, P, and the other P, of course, capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in there, just click the confirm signature. Now, Keegan, that's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it confirms with us that you have received that information, that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that the rate will never go up, that it includes the website. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. And you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it is asking you for a username and a password. When you see that, just let me know.
Yep, I see that.
Okay, so first of all, don't worry about that. That is just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. The terms and conditions came from the my.localsplash.com, in this case, slash terms, and the information specific to your account. But the my.localsplash.com, that's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting, and the automated system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you're even able to put in a username and a password at this point, it would give you an error message that the page itself has not yet been created. The username, though, has been created. That is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just those numbers. In fact, I'm sending you that calendar invite now. And again, you do not need to respond to it. It really is just more for your records. But it says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, which is, again, just the numbers of your phone number. Then it's got your name, and then it's got your actual phone number there.
Okay.
other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right at or shortly after 2 o'clock. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to show you what we can do to get your phone ringing, get that website out there, and looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Keegan. You take care, sir. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again. Thank you. Bye-bye.